tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Shut up!
What up, After Buzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood Reunion After Buzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my bays. It's Pink English.
Hello, lovers. I'm joining you tonight.
I know. I was like, bitch, I just act like it was. I just did a show with her. We did Real Hustlers Atlanta, y'all.
Same setup.
I'm like 4 or 5 Cokes in right now. Soda.
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 Not the Coca Cola.
Not the Coca Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Courtney got me going on a cleanse tomorrow. Y'all.
I ain't got you going on. Y'all got me on this damn cleanse that I started today. Oh, okay. I got my chat up. Okay. Hold on.
So my attitude in the next coming week might be some sort of way. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all? What's up? Thank y'all for joining us.
Oh, we're going to be real mad and bitter in 2 weeks.
Girl.
You're going to be hangry.
We're going to be on Roja Live.
We're going to be sitting here like, we can't eat no popcorn. We're drinking water and eating lettuce. Damn raw vegan horse.
And then Love and Hip Hop New York. And it's that poor Amina. I'm going to be in such a bad mood. All right. Let's talk about it.
What they talking about? What they talking about?
For me, it was interesting because I don't
really be
into this show
the way that we be into it.
You don't
know,
Mitch.
I'm but it was like
we
shocking
into it if we want to keep it all the way real.
Well, it's
you were shocked about what?
Everything. I can't believe that this is actually real. Like this is what people are watching. Like this is television.
Well, I want to know what the ratings are for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I know y'all can do that.
That's on TV by the numbers.
Oh, can we pull that up?
It might be on there. Let's
Joey see. BGC blogger, because I know you're watching. Can you send me the numbers for this season? Is Love and Hip Hop Hollywood doing good this season? I want to know.
I want to know.
Like
all right,
Joe.
So as you know, I mean, you watch Love and Hip Hop, but you haven't been like, every week I get to watch it.
Right, right.
So what were some of your takeaways from this season?
Takeaway. You stupid.
Well, there's no takeaways, Jesse, but what I can say is that this season, there is a lot of family drama. There's a lot of everyone's families intertwined into it.
Yes,
a lot of secrets and lies and deceiving.
Oh,
and
I've never
seen
that before.
Stay tuned for Reunion Part 2.
Well, bitch, I can't wait because this first episode, I was like, what the fuck are we talking about? Is this a catch-up?
And it was
Reunion was previously on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, like, it was really interesting to see people's family members, like, throwing them under the bus. Like, not being real family. Like, it just blew my mind.
So you
to
just
see
said,
this.
Fuck God?
But I'm like, standing right beside you now because we love each other again.
No, my favorite from the reunion was, damn, what's her name? Oh, my God.
Brandy? Which one?
Oh, my God. Wait, what's her name? Shanice?
Shonda.
Bitch, when Shonda damn said, I'm gonna fuck this bitch up!
In
looking
front of
at,
her mama,
at her mom.
At her mom.
Moni's mom. Moni's mom just looking like, oh.
Whoa, I didn't know we were going here, kids. Didn't know we were going here.
Well, let's talk about Miss Nina Parker. She hosted the event.
How do y'all like the host?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I mean, honestly, out of all the other hosts, she's
so
my favorite.
So far, so good.
Like, because some more, it was like,
that was weird.
Do you even watch the show? Moni's was like, girl, you have an Oscar. So it was just kind of like, but Nina
Monique
Parker.
Monique did it?
Huh?
Monique did it?
Did I say Moniece?
Yeah, you said Monique, but Monique. I knew you meant Monique because I'm, oh, dang.
Yeah, I think she
that.
Did like the first. Because
yeah,
what's
she
it?
Did.
Mona Scott was doing them. Then,
they let Monique do one.
Then they had the girl from the Bad Girls Club, the big girl, right?
Tanisha?
Tanisha?
No, she was supposed to host it, but.
But she hosted New York.
Mm-mm, she was supposed to. She didn't end up doing it.
She hosted something because I remember seeing her host
a
reunion.
Oh, she does Bad Girls Club.
Oh, okay. There you go.
All right. So, Omarion and April.
Bowed out. Praise the Lord. Can I just shout out to Omarion and April?
Beyonce, Jay-Z at the BET Awards.
They done
like,
with
we'll send a videotape.
Yep.
Smart.
Supposed to be.
You above that-ish. Yo, they above it. He took it.
Well, we'll see next season.
He might be back because April won a career. Yeah.
And they need a check.
Ooh. Well, he got his check on
Chris
Brown.
He's on tour.
Well, he need to put another album on.
Yeah, he needs another track.
But he don't want to be with the fighting and stuff. I like
Ray J and Princess. Congratulations.
Engaged.
Hey. They talk about New Orleans and whatever. Again, it's just like, no, he wasn't that bad. And it's like,
I went
thought
to
he
jail
was.
For him.
Thought
Body
he was.
Da,
thought
blah,
he was
blah,
that
blah,
bad.
Blah.
Now you got a house and a ring and you like...
Because he got the ring in the house. That's
the
what she was waiting on.
The ring didn't mean a thing to you.
It meant everything to Princess. That's all she needed in her life.
And she learned the hard way from Floyd. She was like, put this house in my name.
Amen.
Make sure.
Amen. You can't kick me out now. And you can't lock me in. Okay. It's my house.
It's my house.
What did you guys think of the outfits everyone was wearing tonight?
Boo.
Dated and boo. Way too over the top.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
and
go
them
down.
Gowns and
Hazel.
Who you start with? I didn't even really see her for real.
I come
she
see
had
it.
On like
I
all white
see her outfit,
jumpsuit,
but
right?
Her makeup, I was wondering why she had no eyeliner on it. It looked like she had no
she
eyeliner.
She looked like she was trying to go for like a full nude face.
Yeah.
And that's probably not her best idea.
Not when you have blonde hair and
yeah.
your face,
it was
like
very
your skin
out.
Is blonde colored. And
yeah.
What did you guys think about Miss Princess with the Nicki Minaj Hayden Panettiere seen it already in Star Magazine a million times?
Yeah, the dress and the shoes were definitely played many times, many
I just don't
before.
Understand her. Like, what do? You're in fashion, but you're wearing something that
suits.
Someone else has worn before so many times.
That's interesting,
and,
actually. That's very true,
and
too.
It's very outdated.
She's
like, that whole
fashion.
Squared and then... And
but
then,
she had the damn line, and it
yeah.
didn't look...
I mean, but it's like
know,
bathing suits. So
no, but
maybe
supposedly she
not...
had a real clothing line, too. So, and then her boobs are too saggy. Like, there are certain things you just, I don't care who makes it. You just can't wear just Tom
Those
Ford.
Those plunging necklines don't work if you actually have breasts.
If you have real
breasts,
if
your breasts are actually
if
plunging,
you actually
do
have
not
real
wear
boobs.
A plunging
If you have
neckline.
Real boobs.
Yeah, if you have real boobs, you cannot wear a
Also,
a
shut
plunging.
Up, Princess. Have
or
real
you should
boobs.
Not. I mean, well, word on the street is that she doesn't.
Oh.
But whoever did them, she
Didn't
needs to go back to
job.
Floyd
they
and
put
get
them,
a
Yeah,
because
they put them on
refund.
Her rib cage and they were supposed to be on her collarbone.
Yeah, neckline.
She got the Kenya Moore boobs.
Yeah.
But I thought her face looks pretty.
Yeah.
I think
Miss Tierra Marie. I thought she looked cute.
She looks all right.
Did she gain weight back again?
Oh, girl,
she never really lost it. The life
but sometimes, didn't work. But sometimes she looks good, like on the thing where they're like... The intro or whatever.
Yeah, she looked slimmer than last season. Last season, she looked like Queen Latifah from Last Holiday.
I cannot.
Jesse!
Your comment.
I'm so serious, y'all.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Last season with the blue dress, I was like, is
well,
Hello going to come
out
here?
I mean, I thought
next
her legs were nice and toned because she made sure that all leg was in the camera's
uh-huh.
face. I personally was not a fan of the, like, wavy ponytail thing, because I think she looks better when it was, like, slick and tight, just because I think she has a pretty face. But
yeah,
like,
she does have a pretty face.
I don't know. I wasn't super impressed, but I wasn't like, boo, girl, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Monice.
Monice looked the best out of everyone.
I think she always does,
mm-hmm.
and I think her makeup was beautiful, and her mm-hmm. hair was beautiful. I think the dress was kind
of... Yeah, I didn't like the dress. I thought she looked pretty and put together, but the dress, I didn't mind the colors of the dress either, but it was the, like,
It was kind of matronly looking to
thing.
Me.
Like, mother, like,
it was mother
yeah.
of the bride to me, and yeah. I wasn't feeling that vibe, but she looked pretty to me.
Yeah, I think she's actually a pretty girl.
Yeah.
And she, actually, when she speaks well. She's not, like, ratchet and crazy. Well, she is crazy, but she's not ratchet.
It. That's because she got that fire burning right under the surface.
No, she can,
yeah. very
she can, she can turn that ratchet right on up, honey. She will take a ratchet.
She's like, legit, I will kill you crazy.
Yeah.
So she be trying to keep that on lock. But
she
yeah.
knows.
Bino,
get off the stage. And that was like 5 minutes into the damn show. Like, whatever.
And then who's Brandy?
Brandy. Girl.
Nuts. You look freaking like the swan princess.
That, but see, that's the broke, like the ghetto version of that Michael Costello dress that's like the like
sheer
appliques, the sheer, but then they threw all the feathers on the bottom, like, and it was very similar to the Beyonce dress that she wore to the Met that year. Like, don't do it.
No, it just looks like it looked trashy. Like,
and
you
she's
just
little. Why would she wear all that dress?
There are everyone online's going in on her hair right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a, but I think it's the same hair she had when she came in here.
But shorter,
it was that,
right?
No,
it looks shorter.
I don't know. I think it might have been shagged a little bit more in the front, and it was a straighter bang when she was here. But color-wise, it was that, like, two-tone, like, white, blonde, gray.
But she's got the blazing thing going on for me, so it's like, she can, like, out of everyone there with that hair, she can
I'll deal with the hair. I just wish the dress wasn't so busy, girl.
Miss Nikki, baby. I thought she looked, I mean, it's Nikki. She looked good. Her body just looked like whoever created that.
It was tight, a simple white dress. The
just thank God, thank God and her doctor, you know what I mean?
The queen
created a monster.
Did Queen do her
she's
hair?
She's a badass monster.
Did God really do that? Or did
he
she?
He did some of it.
Well, then God, all of a sudden God came made the hands that made that
it.
Surgeon
yes,
go to
that,
school
that
and learn and meticulously
yeah.
sculpt and shape the shit out of that girl's body.
Yes.
I'm not mad, girl.
What did y'all think of Soulja Boy?
He looked like he was, like, cracked the hell out.
Bitch, first of all, I'm confused as to why he was hiding in his hood.
Mm-mm.
He was playing peekaboo. He was looking like,
because he's
precious.
Didn't they have a lot of makeup?
And then why did
looking
too?
Like Golem from
why
the damn
did
Lord
he
of the
have
Rings.
No facial hair like a 14-year-old little boy?
He looked like damn Michael Jackson Thrill.
And his eyebrows are like cut
I'm sorry,
off.
I'm like
and
seeing all the memes flash before my eyes.
And he looked very paranoid. That's what he looked like. Very scared about like something
hope
like
he ain't on that
something
heroin.
Was going to happen to him.
Because he probably on a drug that making him paranoid.
I hope yeah. it ain't the heroin.
You see how close he was on Nia? He was like,
save me.
That's some shroom shit.
Yeah.
You be on. I did shroom one time. I was on top of my. We were all next to each other like, hey. You don't even be realizing it, but he looked like he might have been on something.
Yeah, okay. He wasn't on
I wouldn't
happy
be surprised.
Pill.
I wouldn't be
Boom.
Surprised.
All right, so they do this thing with Tierra and Princess. Ray said that T wanted to be messy, and she said that she wanted to get back in the bed with Ray. Tierra says that's bullshit, and Ray J has TMZ on speed dial.
Do we believe that?
Yep.
I believe both of them.
Well, I don't know if TMZ legit. Well, no, Ray probably has a boy over at TMZ.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't
buy
that. Meet me over here on Highland Park.
Yeah,
while we
definitely.
On the cliff talking, like
I'm gonna talk to Tierra up on the home drive.
She's
just hit me
gonna
up
try
over
to
there.
Push me off, and then we can get some cops up in here and make it
you
a whole thing.
But we get the clapback thing, which they tried that. The clapback was Moni saying, "Why are you mad? He don't let you out the house about
talking
princess.
To princess, yeah,
and."
Which we've all said multiple times, but, like, why? What was that really?
And then it was just, like, Moniece went into this whole thing, like, you know, the only reason I did it was because she, you know, had triggers that made me go off. And
basically,
she said that I don't take care of my kid.
Talked about your kid again.
And then that's where Moniece started getting in her head, and she Beano'd off the stage. And I gotta say, even though they aren't together, shout out to Rich. For having Moniece's back for when
yeah.
Moniece wasn't on stage, at least somebody
yeah.
took up when they were going in on her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why it was a little warm for me to see, you know, Creep Squad warm up like that. And
until,
because Fizz wasn't.
They're
yeah. dragging your baby mama and you ain't doing
but
nothing.
But he's not dragging her. That's why I have a problem with it.
Wait, what?
Because I just don't. I want to stand for Moniece because I like her. And when she came in here, I was Team Moniece. But everything points to you're the one fucking up. So the fact that everybody's always coming for you and you feel like everybody, like, you're the one in the middle of all that, making that the case. And if your own mama is, like, worried that this issue is going to happen, like, people stand up for you, like, stand up for yourself and do what you're supposed to do and this wouldn't be an issue. And that's why I can't get with Moniece.
Yeah, everyone kept saying that she don't have a roof. And
which was,
but why
she
would
take.
Princess even say that when she didn't even have a roof at one
oop,
point?
Oop,
agree.
You know what I mean?
Oop,
like, and
bitch, you ain't got a roof.
But she knew about the clapback. I thought the whole point of the clapback is that it happened, like, during the episode. Like, so they do it online or whatever so you can, ooh, this is what she said back then.
No.
They
showed
specifically
the clip
shot
and then they
it.
Said, what do you want to say now? That thing.
What
that's
I'm saying
what
is the clip wasn't out, like, throughout the show of the show? Like,
well,
they just taped it for the reunion?
Yeah, well, see, so the thing is with some of the reunions, I don't know how Love and Hip Hop is, but with Bad Girls, they taped this reunion a couple weeks ago or
yeah.
whatever. sometimes they don't get to watch – if the episode didn't air, sometimes they don't let them watch all the episodes. They'll just show them whatever clips before or sometimes before – like backstage – they'll have like a rough edit.
Yeah.
That's for Bad Girls Club. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about Love and Hip Hop.
Gotcha.
But I'm assuming it's kind of the same realm. So everyone stuck up for Moniz, said that she does have a house. When she was here, she said she had a roommate. All the Love and Hip Hop girls want Taraji on Love and Hip Hop.
That was the most random commercial.
I was just like, y'all know Taraji ain't like Cookie for real.
And beyond that, she gets real money. Like, you guys, why would she come hang out with you ratchet queens?
Like, what would you guys do?
What would you guys talk about?
Fight a bitch?
Fun.
No.
I think she would be a lot of fun.
She would get them bitches together.
Maybe.
Moniz, Rich Dollar, and Mama. Rich feels that he is misunderstood, and he pays $3,000 a week.
Who cares?
He's a damn liar.
Because the bottom line is, if you didn't have issues with your child support, that information wouldn't be out there because that is often public record.
And your child support is based off of the amount of money that you make and the amount of money that you have. There's no way that you're giving $3,000 a week. There's no way. There's no way.
Maybe
and you live in a tiny apartment in New York.
Maybe
like,
that's why he lives
in a tiny apartment.
No, I don't think, I do not believe that.
I paid a G for an apartment in New York and my shit was
half of that corner over there.
I know, but there's no way Rich has $3,000 a week.
Well, here's what I will say to that. His child support may have been calculated previously to us knowing.
Because he said he was paying for college tuition.
Paying for college tuition, so I don't know. And at some point in life, he apparently was making some kind of money, perhaps. And it does not take very much because all they do is pick a percentage and the percentage just comes off. There's no, like, necessarily a whole lot of indication of, oh, well, you kind of live in New York or, oh, you kind of live, like, they're not doing all that. It's usually, like, a percentage off however much money you make. So if at some point he made a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, because he car washes these pretty girls.
Happened to be in court at that time and that's what they picked it up. That's probably why he was back, like, not making his payments because he had been made, when he was making money, it was $3,000 a week and now he ain't making that kind of money and can't do it no more.
Amen.
And he ain't been back to court. He should probably go back.
Moniz cries and breaks down. Feels that it was, you know, it should have been a closer conversation with Fizz. And Rich loves Moniz, but, you know, doesn't always work out.
How the hell he ain't tell her that before they on the stage?
Because he does this to every girl.
No, I think he did tell her that. And then I think that they cut off. And then I don't know if this is true or not. But then I feel like in that moment, she hears him saying these nice things. He stuck up for her. And then that's where the question was, well, how do you feel? Like, wait,
but
you're
saying this
now.
But she said that he texted her and was like, I want to get married. I love you. I miss you. All of that. So if you're putting that in someone's head.
Just grew.
Like, I'm right. My brain just exploded.
Tumor. Head.
But he does this to every girl. So it's just like, heard it all before. Deborah
well,
Cox.
It did seem like this was the one girl he actually like made effort.
See, Amory.
Legit for. You tripping. Okay.
Paranoid,
but whatever. I don't know. Him and Moniz.
Nikki talking about, if you're not going to speak up for your baby mama, then
that?
I'm going to. Because apparently Rich said he was looking for a way out. Which I, look, I'm not going to take away from the fact that maybe within the script, Moniz and Rich fell for each other. Or Moniz fell for Rich. But I'm telling you, from what I had heard about the storyline that was going to happen with Rich in New York, I don't know. I feel like that's telling him saying, well, this is my way out. But not only that, but Rich, own up to it. It makes kind of sense.
Yeah.
You done met this girl, and then within a year's time, had to meet the mom, had to meet the baby daddy.
Girl, within
done
like a
hearing
month.
About that she loving the baby daddy still.
Moved to
and
LA.
She crazy, and she talking about wanting to have babies. And like, you just went from Johnny Blaze doing whatever was happening, fucking diamond in the damn Carl's Jr. bathroom, and you out here like, and I get it, you want to change and all that, and I wish that could have been the case. I don't know what your situation is.
You don't think he was changing?
Girl. Well, no, I do think he is changing as he's getting older. Honestly, after watching all these seasons of Rich, I do feel like he's just getting tired of
being
the Playboy act. But I felt the same way about Peter Guns, and Peter Guns just be.
I ain't never felt like that.
That motherfucker. No, I feel like one day Peter Guns gonna get tired. This motherfucker just keep.
I think
it's like
Peter
just
Guns,
stop.
They don't know
he's
how
he's gonna be walking down the street barefoot with his dirty ass feet and just pass the fuck out and just be done.
bitch.
He is not ever going to change.
I mean, Jesus save you. Ray J asked Nikki, yo, why you snitched on the homie like that?
I can't. I just can't.
Ray, sit down. Because why you doing?
Why you asking questions? You ain't the host. Shut the fuck up.
But why is Nikki though interfering herself?
Because she needs a storyline. She has had nothing.
And how she took the whole thing to flip it on Rich, like it was all Rich's fault. You know, he's looking for a way out. I'm looking out for your baby.
I was
mother.
Trying to help. Because I'm a helper.
Which I also thought was interesting. Nikki never stuck up for Fizz and said the dick was good. But true before that. We get to
she
that.
She ain't never seen it. We already talked about it. She ain't never seen it. He shivers before he can get her clothes off.
MVP this season.
MVP.
Goes to Miles. I have to give Miles the MVP.
Yo.
Because, yo, this
fuck
brother.
That. He gets an Oscar.
I thought Milan was going to be the main star in this season. Bitch, Miles done took the damn cake. He
Miles,
took the shit, cried. He got his best friend crying on the show
for
him.
He was bloodshot before he got on the stage.
Charmaine on the show. Bitch.
Charmaine got on the show. Like, baby.
Charmaine had the comment of the season. So he was like, fuck God. Bitch, for the rest of my life, I'm a Roman.
Remember that? Forever.
So to me, Miles, I mean, and you just look at what he's doing outside of here. Bitch, the kid's like selling hats. He's talking about he's changing lives and all this stuff. I'm like, to get on a damn show of lies and you running off here talking about you a church boy, thank God and Jesus, and you ain't trying to hide yourself from nobody sent, like... MVP goes to Miles. So
those tears were real, Jesse.
Miles, Milan, Amber, and Hazel are on stage. Miles gives us a quick rundown. So he met Milan at a club in Hollywood. He liked him at first sight, but people are saying that they've been known each other for like 10 years.
Let's edit that. A club in WeHo, I'm sure.
Ooh.
What were you doing in WeHo?
No, there's some gay clubs in Hollywood. And some of them be messier. 2.5 years... hiding a relationship with Netflix and chill.
Can y'all please explain that to me?
I can't because...
2 years? Same thing with Princess Ass. How you locked in the house for 2 years?
That's a long damn time.
Yes, it's a long damn time to be somebody's secret.
And they go to strip clubs together.
So they pretend to be straight and throw money at asses. And
here's my thing, like Amber.
She was reading
because I feel like Amber, you a cool girl. So let's not, you know, let's answer the questions honestly. Like, even if you thought Miles was straight.
Even if you thought.
If you thought that. Let's
pretend.
Let's pretend.
How are we going to pretend? Okay.
Let's pretend that.
We're pretending. Mm-hmm. Miles is straight.
He's hanging out with someone who is openly gay.
Gay.
Which, whatever, I have straight friends too.
For sure, for sure.
Sleeping over his house. Which, okay.
No, okay, Jesse. You don't. No straight man is.
Stephon can stay at my house. I ain't touching, doing no damn stuff. No one's a damn Stephon.
But at the same time,
but I'm just saying.
Word on the street was that Miles always been questionable.
If he coming home smelling like a flagrant Lysol, you know what I'm saying?
He said a flagrant Lysol. You are stupid.
I can't.
I mean, they okay, when she
men don't
out,
have sleepovers, let's just say that.
I mean, I don't.
Not
personally.
Generally. Not
but
grown men. And definitely
men
not like 30-year-old men.
No, it's like, are you crazy? Like, she knew. There's no way that your man
all
is
of a sudden just starts kicking it with this gay guy.
Kicking
like,
it with him all day. Tired. Like, you know what, baby? You know, I'm going to text her. I'm going to tell her I'm sleeping over your house tonight. And she's just going to be okay with it? What are you
right,
guys
like,
doing?
How come Amber never did no pop-ups
are you guys
over
painting
at Milan's
each other's
house talking about, like, oh, you fucking bitches over there. He got some girl over
like,
there.
What do two men
Amber
do at a sleepover?
Cousin.
Like, if two women, like, if me and Courtney slept over, we're probably gonna
girl talk, we gonna
girl
have
talk,
some wine,
watch
we
some love and
two straight, I mean two straight guys can smoke some fucking weed and watch fucking TV or
watch what? Football?
Bitch.
There's no football.
I don't know. I mean I'm gay,
he's
so
like,
I
don't know.
I wouldn't watch football.
I don't do that.
But I mean, to
bitch,
watch in the middle
Sex
of the night
on smoking some blunt and watching that and be like, Stefan, okay, you gotta watch
two
this.
Straight men?
Well, the point is that if that was with Stefan, it would happen like once in a grand while because Stefan gonna run the hell out and go sleep at some hoe's house.
Exactly.
So, in this situation.
But what do you think Amber would be like? He's at Milan's house a lot.
A lot.
What are you doing? Are you messing with some of the girls?
She was, and she said,
bench?
You're my cousin. Stop sleeping over at Milan's house. We're cousins. Tell the truth. Because we all know Amber is fully aware that he has been gay for 10 years.
She's had to have known. Even his friend said, well, we knew you were kind of, you know.
But she makes it seem like they dated for 10 years. Like they were in this romantic relationship for 10 years. And maybe it's the editing, which we only catch that. But it makes no sense to me that you're openly saying 10 years and nobody has any, like,
inkling
of that, you know, the relationship was deeper than that.
Well, grandmama said, like, they all thought he was gay. Like, everybody knew once he came out. So that's why it's bullshit. Yeah.
Even his homeboy rapper friends were like, well, we kind of, you know, we kind of knew.
They knew.
She started crying because we find out that her baby daddy was murdered.
That was very sad.
And that got her. Yeah, that was. And then it kind of, now that may also kind of adds into why, some straight men come over and play video games.
Oh, okay.
Not at 35, boo-boo.
I mean, and don't y'all usually play video games with the internet now so you can, like,
yeah,
play
you
from
could
your
just,
own
you
house?
Yeah, you could just do it from your own house.
My boyfriend's playing video games, but his homies are at their own house
exactly.
and playing video games
I
and they talking
to each
other. I
see nothing wrong with two grown men.
I didn't say
there has to be
wrong.
Weed involved, though.
Every
I'm
once
sorry,
in a while.
You can't be two sober men
but every
sitting
week,
at a house.
But every week.
Like, you gotta smoke a blunt or something.
But then you go home after you smoke the blunt.
No, yes, every week. But this seems to me like it was, like, every other day.
But why do you need to sleep over? It would be a difference if it's like, oh my gosh, I got too high and I passed out and I
because
fell
that's
asleep.
Usually what happens.
Yeah, but no. Mm-mm.
Look. All right.
If you pay rent somewhere, you better go home to that place.
Maybe the point is that he said that he was sexually fluid all this time, not straight up gay. Mm. And so they twisted it and it was a weird, like, you're my cousin, but you're like my third cousin removed. So it's okay that we were kind of in this relationship and like, I'm taking care of your daughter. So that's why she was actually, because I believed her tears even more than Miles. Her performance was pretty good. She got a little upset.
Tonight her performance
was pretty good. So I was like, okay, there has to be some element of truth in this. So maybe the issue is more that he was saying, I messed with both people, but I wasn't in a relationship. So no, we're not. Well, I think he still tapped
and
it at
she
least a couple times.
And yeah, of course. And she probably was blind to it to a certain degree
she
because
so
she didn't want to believe it. And she didn't want her daughter to have to go through what
again.
She's actually going through right now. Mm-hmm. And she just
so
didn't want to believe the story.
She didn't want to believe it.
Okay.
We didn't talk about her dress, though.
How'd you feel about
it?
I don't even remember what she was wearing.
It was a prom dress.
I can't even remember it now.
Because you couldn't see it because her boobs were, like, sitting on her kneecaps. And
I'm just so intrigued
was, like,
by her face. Like,
me too.
She's so characteristic. Like, she looks like a character, the way she, like, expresses herself.
She and her sister were, like, twins, but, like, the light skin and the dark skin version. I was like, whoa. And because her face is very, very specific,
structured.
I guess, and very structured. And it's, it's her sister, but they were, like, whatever.
This reunion needed Jocelyn Hernandez. I'm
this
sorry.
Reunion
this reunion was
needed
so
a show.
Dry.
Got me like pulling my eyelashes off.
Legit. So what else do we see from that? Miles says, you're not a straight black man who got homies. He got a whatever to.
Oh, Lord.
Then Milan came out to say that his mom doesn't talk to him.
My mama don't even talk to me no more. We go through so much shit.
I would be interested to know why.
Because he's gay.
I'm sure it might be a little deeper than that.
And he poses with his booty butt naked out.
Well, that too. But I'd be interested to know if that is the case. Because if that is the case.
They were artsy shots.
There you have it. Mm-mm.
That's what he said.
Da Vinci. So, Brandy and Max.
Michelangelo.
Brandy would have jumped on the Hummer if she had some shorts on.
That was hilarious.
Believe
and I really kind of wish she had shorts on, so that would have been
too.
The case.
Just
that would have been freaking hilarious.
Like a little spider monkey.
He would just be like, motherfucker. Like,
here we go again.
Here we go.
This bitch.
He got to get out the car and walk in the house and lock her out. Like, it would be a mess.
We find out that Shonda and Willie don't wear rings. Which but did you see everyone be like, which I want to just say something. Hmm. You know, Not that I want Shonda to go back to the strip club, right? Because I like her little move with the teaching girls.
Teach girls how to strip. Yeah.
But, Willie, how you going to come that hard at Shonda and you going to be in Chocolate City too? As a male stripper.
He needs a check, boo.
I mean, I get that.
Oh, is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Word on the street.
Well, yeah, they got to pay the rent. He said he'll do whatever
it takes.
Do we
think that production's really going to?
I mean, it'll pay the rent for right now.
For a few, yeah, for a little bit.
He'll get a couple months of rent out of that.
All right.
That's a few thousands.
Brandy's, my line of Brandy was, you know, these females in the studio, they be gravitating to some men with rings. And if you gravitate, be prepared to get gravitated.
They be, wow. Yeah.
She is hilarious.
I love her.
Even though she's nuts.
She's crazy.
I love her.
That's why I'm mad her and Monice don't get along. I think they would be.
Well, that's, yeah, because they got friends that they don't like. Mm-hmm.
They would be too dangerous as friends together.
No, it would be amazing. No, they would be like the sisters from Proud Family, the blue girls.
The Ash.
Just picking everybody.
You did not know Proud Family.
All right, so before we get to that, make sure you guys check out our sister site, Black Hollywood Live, whatever your favorite, that's AfterBuzz TV, whatever your favorite reality TV show is, we cover it all over there. We have a show called Reality Check. Courtney hosts a show called Fashion 411. I do Black Hollywood Live's The Beat, a music show. We have tons of content over there. We just got an exclusive content with Spike Lee, Wesley Snipes, so go check that out.
Check out Chirac.
So make sure you guys check out Black HollywoodLive.com. Fizz, Nikki, and oh yeah, Kamaya.
I totally forgot she existed.
Me too. Fizz says, I wasn't calling her an app. It was like a metaphor.
I'm a rapper.
But like, yeah. Okay, Shakespeare, like sit down. When you use a metaphor towards someone, you're saying a metaphor is like or as, which means you're comparing them
to food.
So you were calling her an appetizer.
But he apologized for it because he's a nice guy. Because
he was probably
one of
Chris Stokes appetizers.
Oh.
Dirty.
We all heard about that, Fizzy.
No, I don't think Fizz is.
Jesse.
Yep.
The name of the sisters is called the Gross Sisters.
The Gross Sisters.
CC Freak said it in
the chat.
Thank
you, CC.
Shout out to CC Freak. I wish I could read the chat room better.
I know, because mine
I'm gonna bring
died.
A
it wasn't...
computer in here so I can get on there. Y'all.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's bigger.
My connection.
Oh, hey. Yes, Proud Family. Shout out to J. Dan Daniel, Jeremy Kennedy. What up, y'all?
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for watching.
Girl, no one is checking for Chocolate City 2.
Did y'all check for Chocolate City 1?
Oh, wait, no. Why did Sadie Bunny say Benzino still ain't got no neck?
He sure don't.
But he got a baby now.
Aria, I agree. Kamaya is really pretty. I'm mad Benzino was trying to sell his baby pics as if people can.
No, the red pics? Hair, she did not.
You didn't like the red hair?
Benzino tried to sell his baby pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they didn't show the baby. If you go on his Instagram, like, it's just the baby's foot or the baby's toe.
But didn't it not work? Because haven't they released pictures now?
Because no one cares.
Maybe, I was surprised Ice-T and Coco didn't try to sell the pictures.
Because they're normal. They're like, we have money.
They're actually like real people. And they got good money.
We're good. Mm. Nikki admitted that it was rude of Fizz to say that. Kamaya was... basically, so Fizz says, Kamaya was going through things at home, so he offered her a place of safety. And within all of this conversation, Nikki starts breaking down. Because her brother recently passed this year, and that's why she can't really be in a relationship with Fizz, even though she did say they are still dating. And so, condolences out to Nikki and her family
for that, Nikki.
Because that's
tough times.
But what we did take away from this segment is that, out of Fizz's mouth, that his dick is good.
And anytime a man has to...
Nobody else...
cares.
Well, nobody else really came up. I mean,
and
he's fucked a couple girls on stage.
Because nobody wants to think about
it. If it's really that good, then why do you need to parade it around? Like, it should be a little secret.
Got that good lotion, baby.
Ew.
And then it turned into this, nothing comes before your child in general.
Yo, they went in.
Which it didn't make sense because it's like she never finished her
sentence. But they were just stuck.
They already had it made up in their
head. And they
head.
Was Brandy
Shonda, and
Amber.
And they would not stop.
Nope.
They were like, she's
and
like,
her
I'm
mom.
Not.
Well, and her, well, her mom wasn't really signed with them, but... The thing about the mom is even though the mom hits it right on the head, It's like almost...
It comes across harsh because it's
where you know you didn't do something wrong in school, yeah. but then your mom sticks up for the teacher versus yeah. you. It's kind of like that kind of thing. So I understand what Moni's, and especially in this situation... Where you know you're going to get memes made out in front of you, have shit, your name dragged through the mud and all this. It's kind of like, mom, like, really?
It's like mom should have been like, I can talk about her, but y'all can't talk
and
about her.
You're
going
to let a woman next to you.
And as a mom, you just don't talk about your child. Like, there's certain private conversations that you have with your child, but not
she,
on
her
national.
Her mom is a new, is a,
therapist.
A host. Yeah, like a therapist. She has like a radio
relationship.
Show. So I think that she's comfortable having that type of conversation.
Not about your children.
I mean, it's hard because when you're in like a lifestyle where you have to talk about yourself.
What you're going through.
Like as a comedian, I drag
legitimacy.
My family. Like my mom doesn't come, no. Like because it's what you talk about. So on her show, she's going
to
talk about her daughter.
But if you're trying to help
and herself.
Your child, you don't put your child out there like that.
I mean,
well, I don't know, because I kind of feel like we
because
only
it's
get,
gonna
we
give
get
everyone
this
else,
much of what they've really been through.
Yeah.
It gives everyone else just ammunition to
oh,
jump on
sure.
it, and that's exactly what happened.
But
and,
she went
and
on a show.
And instead of trying to help her and show her, it's hurting her.
But she went on a show airing all of that herself as an adult. So, like, her mom didn't come, like, smashing her and bashing her for stuff she doesn't admit to or fess up to. She's simply saying, you need to do better constantly. Like, her mom has only ever said, force her to do better, make her do better. She says it harshly, but she's
but
not.
Wait, they said
Moniece
was about to finish and say that she took the bus to go see her child and she did everything by herself because her parents didn't help. And that's where.
But that's what they were getting upset
were
about. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. You got pregnant. That's your job. Like,
you don't get credit for that, boo.
No,
you
but
don't.
What she, but I think what Moniece is saying is she's not trying to get credit for it, but it's like, y'all sitting here acting like, I don't take care of my kids. Like, I did do that. I did get on the bus to see my child. I did
you
make
did,
the effort to do
but
that.
You didn't
but
do it consistently.
Why, but why you, did you have to, why did it get demoted to 6 hours?
That's
like,
the point.
What was the issue that got you to that point?
Which we still don't really know.
I totally agree. Moniece can play the victim a little less.
I agree. She could do a little less.
All right.
Can she just say, like, yo, I effed up with this situation and my son was taken away from me. But even when she talks about it as if Fizz took the child away from her.
But it's really messed up for her mom to say, tell the baby daddy, go and get full custody.
I don't agree with that. Because if in that situation, what was happening was that she was not showing up for visit. He tried to work it out between them. Like, you have him on the weekends. I'll deal with him during the week. I'll pay for daycare, whatever. Then she's not showing up. That throws off every other schedule or anything he would be trying to do. Who knows what he's got, a job or a club appearance or whatever. And she's not showing up to pick up her kid. He can't afford to pay somebody for extra child care because he's not getting any child support from her, even though he has the kid all the time. So the same way with a woman, if that was your kid and your man wasn't stepping up and coming to see your kid, take him to court, get full custody, and get child support so that you can take care of the kid the way they need to. He wasn't saying, I'm not going to let you see her.
So is he not able to afford this child by himself?
I mean, I'm sure it's not easy. I mean, sure, it's...
Because, I mean, it ain't
Fizz.
Like he's selling records.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's
but,
doing
I mean,
what he can.
He's making money off of this show, and he lives in just a normal one-bedroom apartment.
But either way, it's still two parents that are supposed to be responsible for taking the kid. And how is it that you're going to put all the responsibility on him and then get mad when he's trying to take full responsibility legally in the way that he should be? I think it's because it's a dude, and I think he's not, that gives him a bad rap because he's a guy and he's single, and somehow she shouldn't have to stand. But if it was a woman doing what Fizz is doing, we
but
would
I mean,
be like,
he
oh,
even,
hell
he,
no.
But,
yeah.
He, but yeah. he even agreed,
that's
though,
true.
That her mom shouldn't be saying, you know, you
that's
need to go to you need
fuck.
To go to court. He even agreed to that because, I mean,
well, because as
certain,
a mother,
you
know, you shouldn't
don't
have to get to
that,
that point.
It shouldn't be that bad.
And he's just realizing, wow, like,
it's
my
rough.
Ex was fucked up. Like, you ain't never looked in on your ex and been like, oh, like, whatever, I ain't that mad because you was just fucked up. Like, yeah, I feel
and when you got a baby in the
up.
Mix with that?
Yeah.
Mm. Choose who you get that ejaculation from because that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I've never had a situation like that.
Don't do it.
No.
It ain't worth it.
No, no.
Especially if you can't even afford your own apartment by yourself.
Mm-hmm. On that note, let's head into predictions. Skrrr.
And now... You're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
I'm so mad it took us this long to figure out to put the damn chat up
all
there,
this like, time. We could have been doing that instead of trying to like get it to refresh on the phone.
But now we have figured it out, y'all.
We figured it out.
And we're here for you. All right. So nothing comes before your child in general.
Oh, they still talking about
I'll
that?
Fuck her up.
How they going to come to blows when they talking about being good moms? Like,
right.
Chastising. What kind of role model are you? What kind of motherfucking role model are you? You sit up here? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? You gonna see me? Come see me at the preschool. Come see me at the motherfucking preschool.
I mean, it's so ironic.
And then,
ironic.
Like, I don't understand how all these role other people the got into the fight.
Like everybody like, was
princess.
On stage.
Like, Princess,
like,
you don't have any
no,
kids.
No, Princess... Why? Well, so next week we see Princess running or something like that.
She in the corner getting hemmed up. Because
she waiting, looking like she trying to get that hit on Moniece, I think.
Because
she did send that tweet out that said, I got a sucker punch in or something like that.
I just... God.
Like, but it's like, you... Why do you guys have to fight on camera? Like, handle this in the street. Like, go do it after... you know where these people live. I'm sure you can find out. You know what club appearances they're doing. You know all this stuff. You can go be like somebody else.
Out on the corner. Like,
in the corner without like security holding you back and, like, strangling your weave and everything. You could just really get it in.
But the thing is, I don't think they really want to fight. I think that it gets so amped up because it's on television and they know people are watching
so they don't want to look like they got punked on TV.
Yeah, where it's like, because my question is like, do you really care what any of these people on this stage?
Because they
think?
Always say none of these people are actually in their lives,
right?
So why are we fighting and willing to go
but
to jail
I think
for this?
Because
shit?
They're embarrassed by
and they turn
them
up for
saying,
a check.
Yeah,
and it's like,
them saying certain stuff on television.
Did they?
Them.
So everybody in Love and Hip Hop did not have to sign the contract for no fighting. It was just Atlanta. Because remember, like, there was a whole thing where they had to sign a contract that they would not
physically
do anything at the reunion. So I guess it doesn't apply to everybody because they seem to just be letting them run and attack each other like it ain't nothing.
Well, they all need Bino.
I don't think Bino works anymore. She gave that shit up real quick.
It don't work for your stomach. It ain't going to work for your
meditation. She got that gown. And they got gowns on. Gowns and lashes.
Yeah, they come into the gala.
Well, who was it? Was it Brandy that said, don't let this dress
yes,
trick you, boo?
Yes, that was Brandy.
We get Princess jumping Moniece. We get Hazel versus T looking like...
We're all snoozing on that.
Yeah. Then it looks like a rushed fight, which maybe Nia. We're not really sure who that was at the end.
Yeah, I think it was Nia and what's her name?
And then it looks like this is the...
Orange Glow.
I don't remember her name. What was her name?
Throw up girl. I can't remember her name. Whatever, Ratchet.
Orange Glow.
And then Miles and Milan. Something happens and kicks a ring, and it's like, so maybe this is where they like break up.
So dramatic.
All right. Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, check out our sister site, Black Hollywood Live. Ding. You guys can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English as well. Ooh, my eyelash stuck together. Did you see that?
Yeah,
as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
All Oops. Good. They still look good. Mine just came off. You can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Is that what you pulled off?
I literally just gave up.
I was literally
like,
you look different, girl. What just happened?
I'm tired.
See, your eyes looking a little thin.
I'm tired.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV.com. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.